Hi, everybody. This is Steve Barish and the Steve Barish Healing Hour. And I'd like to dedicate the show to a couple people, if I can. One is to Elaine Erblin, and the other is to Jen Ladd. I don't know if they're listening tonight or if some other people are listening. I also want to dedicate it to Terry. I've got some really swell people that I massage and energy. I do a lot of energy work on, and I just wanted to pass that on to them. This evening, let me give you out some phone numbers because we need to heal a lot of people tonight. There's a lot of people out there that want that, and I'm more than happy to do that. I've got some people that I need to return messages to, so we can do that across the wire here. The phone number is 1-888-815-9756. That's worldwide. We have 1-530-876-3222 and 1-530-876-9911. Those numbers will bring you directly into BBS Radio, and I'm more than happy to help people and heal them this evening. Fred and I were on last night, Dr. Fred and I were on last night, and we were discussing about the projectors and the nuclear receptors, and if there's anybody with any questions about that, I'm more than happy to answer that for you. I ordered a Portamid from Fred, and hopefully that'll be in a couple days, so it should be a lot of fun to put over my bed and to do a lot of meditation there, so it'll be a lot of fun to have that, and I'll give you an idea of what's going on with it when I receive it. We were talking last night about projectors, and some things were happening for me this week as I was working with a projector with clients, and one thing was is that I'm noticing that with the platinum, and I think it would happen either with silver platinum or gold, or golden platinum, that there was light, tremendous light coming through the diamonds that I wear, and I presume it would come through any stone and shine right into the body. So it was, mine's about 3 inches below my heart, which would put it right in the central tendon or diaphragm area. And the light from the diamonds was going into me about 3 inches that I remember seeing. And it was quite interesting with the changes that were happening and also that we were doing a lot of deep breathing in terms of energy. We didn't even know that we were doing, and that was because of the necklace and prayer. And we noticed that when we were doing some very deep breathing, that energy was going further into my body and further into my client's body. We won't give out the names, but it's extremely powerful. So if you don't have a necklace, prayer is the answer. And the prayers that I were using, were ancient Hebrew prayers, and it seemed to really do quite an interesting, good job. And so it was quite interesting. We had a lot of fun with it, and the room is becoming a lot more powerful. I believe that we're receiving a lot more energy than we have before with what's coming in. And we were talking about that last night on the air of how much power there is coming in. We were also talking about chakras and the amount of work that I'm doing right now with the chakras, which are a lot of fun. And if people are out there and they're on a little bit on the advanced side, what was happening for me was is that for the last few years, what I've been doing basically is that I can hover over the body and actually watch the oxygen going into the chakras. And if you are able to hover over bodies, which is maybe between 4 and 6 feet, you'll be able to see if you can see the oxygen actually going into the chakras. It's blue. It's a blue light. In the center of the light, you'll see a yellow light, which is going into all the chakras. And it's really beautiful to see. We think that we only take air and oxygen, through the mouth or the nose, and it's not true. The chakras are breathing all the time. It's quite interesting to see and very, very beautiful. So it's something that you might want to take a look at, and I'd be interested in taking a look and seeing how beautiful your chakras really are and how far they can open up. Chakras, to me, they look very beautiful in terms of, they look like diamonds to me. And some people have these gorgeous diamonds for chakras, and they've been doing a lot of work all their lives, and it's really, really beautiful to see. Also, what's happening now is that people are going into transparency. That's been happening for me for about the last 2 or 3 years. What I mean by transparency, everything in the body is gone. Liver, pancreas, heart, intestines, everything in the body is gone. It's just filled with complete light. And that's due from a lot of really, really serious energy work. So if you guys are really into energy, try that. And as you're meditating or as you're working with somebody, focus on the third eye. The third eye is quite interesting because you'll be able to see if you're very advanced, you'll be able to see, or maybe not as advanced, but you'll be able to see the area that you're looking at through the third eye. In other words, let's say I'm working on a spine. You can actually look through the third eye and look through the spine through the third eye. You can also go down through the seventh chakra on top of your head and actually look inside side the spine. And if you are willing enough, you can actually go down through the spine and clear it. It's really amazing to do. There's some amazing things that are happening out there for people. And so it's a lot of fun for me to do and a lot of fun for the clients to have that all cleared. So it's really a lot of fun. On the healing end of it, I got a message from a young lady here from Hawaii, and she wanted to know how much it costs to have a session with me. And I can't tell you over the air, but I certainly can tell you if you call up and talk to me. My phone number is area code 585-746-8321, and I'm more than happy to help Anna out. She had called the other week and wanted some help, and I'm more than happy to do that. Again, please, if there's any way that we can help you, please give us a call. I got a beautiful letter from a client who was healed on the radio program, I think, a couple weeks ago. And I can read it to you if you would like. It says, "A great big thank you, huge hugs to go with your help you gave me on Monday with your spiritual first aid. That was the day when my eye was worse, and I am so glad that I was able to find the piece of paper with your number on it. And what I did was heal her right over the air, and she was much, much better. Her eye was much, much better." And that was Anna again from Hawaii. So I'm more than happy to help you, Anna. I'm more than happy to help anybody that needs some help, privately or over the air. So if you have anything that you need worked on this evening, please don't hesitate to give me a call. It's 1-888-815-9756. Again, that's worldwide. You're more than happy to use us on the toll-free number, or it's 1-530-876-3222. Or 1-530-876-9911. So there's a lot that we can discuss and a lot we can do over the air this evening, and I'm willing to do that to help you as much as I possibly can and to heal you as much as I possibly can. We were talking about the Master Crystal. The Master Crystal that I have weighs about 80 pounds, and it's under my my massage table that I have. And it's quite interesting. It's just a beautiful piece of beautiful piece of crystal. And I've had people tell me that they can actually feel the energy going into the chakras. And what I see with it is that, and I presume this would be with any crystal, any master crystal, is that I can see shards of light leaving the crystals and going into different parts of the bodies, different chakras, different levels of energy, different levels of design of the body, of anything that it might need. It goes right into that area. And it really, really does work. We were talking about that last night on the air and letting people know that the Master Crystal is quite a piece of device, and it really does tremendous work. So if you're interested in the Master Crystal, that would be the thing to really look into. I've put other crystals next to the Master Crystal, and it clears them very, very quickly. And also, the Master Crystal is a crystal that actually uses a lot of humility, a lot of love, and thinks for itself. You don't have to do anything with a Master Crystal other than to love it and thank it for all the work that it can do. And it's amazing what can happen with these beautiful crystals once you start using them and become a believer in them. I never liked, I never used crystals before. And Fred talked me into this Master Crystal about, I think about 2 years ago, and I've never had anything like this before in my life, and I'm starting to realize through this crystal that the other crystals that I've been buying have a life of their own, and it's really interesting how they work and how they actually can help us. I mean, everything here on Earth is to help us or to help anybody that might need help, and so it's amazing that when you buy a crystal or you find a crystal or you're using a crystal, they really do a tremendous amount of work, probably more than we know. And they really put out a lot of energy and a lot of wonderful different kinds of vibrations. So if you're interested in doing multidimensional work, you can hold your crystal and even through meditation and ask the crystal to help you. Along with everything else that we're using, I know that when I'm in the room, I see angels, I see the Palladians, and sometimes I'll see the Andromedans, which are very tall people, and they come through as pure white light, and they're very translucent, and they really help me a lot in the room with my clients. So it's really a lot of fun to be in touch with these wonderful people from different universes and to work with them. What we can do tonight, please, if you do have a chance, give me a call. I'm more than happy to help as many people as I can. So if you want to give me a call in, I'm more than happy to heal you and to do whatever I can to help you. So that's what we're going to be doing this evening. The best thing I can tell you is that what I do is that I use a lot of humility and a lot of love and a tremendous amount of compassion. We have the ability to get in touch with tremendous, tremendous compassion. It's very easy to do. It's not hard to do. We need to open up our hearts. The mind can fool us. The heart cannot fool us. That's the point where God lives. He lives in our hearts, and he wants us to do whatever he can, whatever we can, to help everybody and all the creatures, and creatures, I'm talking about the animals, anything on the earth that's living or crawling or moving or whatever, we need to send them love. We need to send them a lot of compassion. And we need to send ourselves tremendous love and compassion. The most important thing that we can do is to keep ourselves very healthy in terms of our bodies, in terms of our hearts, in terms of everything that we do. The body becomes a very holy conduit. It releases a tremendous amount of energy, and it can be done very easily by opening up your heart and allowing that energy to flow through even stronger. What happens a lot of times is when people are starting to get in touch with these energies, you might see a lot of black pouring out of your body or being in touch. Excuse me? Yes, fine. Put them on.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello. This is Nick, and I'm calling from Costa Rica.
Hi, Nick. How you doing, buddy?
Well, not so great. I mean, it could be worse, I guess.
Tell me what's going on, Nick.
I'm getting some pain in my right side and my back. I don't think it's my back. Maybe you can do a little healing light for me. Maybe a kidney stone?
No, I'm not picking that up.
I hope it's not worse.
No. I think what you need to do, just hold still a minute, buddy. Let's open up your heart because you're shut right down. Let's just open you up a little bit here. That's it. Good. Allow that light to come into you. That's wonderful. Good, good. You should be able to feel some energy through your feet now. Can you feel that?
Oh, I think so. I've had a lot of problems with my feet, and they're doing a little better now.
Yes. What we're doing is opening up the energy. Your energy's been shut down a little bit. Did something happen, Nick, that caused everything to shut down?
Well, I don't know. I had bypass surgery about 5 years ago, and I haven't been too well since. You know, multiple problems.
Okay. Let's take a look at your heart, number one. We're opening it up for about 3 or 4 minutes. And what we're going to do, we're going to clear some energy away from you. Now, you're going to see some darkness in your inner self, so just allow that to clear, okay? Don't be afraid of it because it's going to be leaving. That's it. You can feel that energy opening up in the top of your head now. Can you feel that?
Yes, I can.
Good. Good.
I feel a little tingling on the back of my neck.
Yes, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to let everything go. Just allow everything to dissipate. Don't keep anything, just allow it to go.
Okay.
Okay? That's it. Now it's clearing. You should be able to feel that energy coming up through your spine. Your feet and legs should be tingling more. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm picking up. Your throat is turning pure white light. Your head's starting to be very clear. You're starting to ground. You're starting to open even more. You should be able to feel that. As I'm telling you, this is happening automatically for you, so I'm just telling you what's happening for you.
Mm-hmm.
You should be able to feel the tingling through your hands, through your arms. You should be able to be breathing deeper. Can you feel yourself breathing deeper?
Mm-hmm. I'm being interrupted here a little, though. That's the problem.
Pardon me?
Uh-huh. I'm being interrupted a little bit here by my wife.
Okay.
She didn't know I was on the phone.
That's okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Doing fine. I sometimes see lights with my eyes closed, like flashes around the outside.
That's okay. It's wonderful.
I'm taking a botanical tea that is supposed to be very good. It's really helped me a lot so far.
Mm-hmm. Do you have pen and paper there?
Yes, I do.
Okay, let me give you some stuff to write down.
Okay.
Make no judgments. Delete yourself from understanding. I'm clearing you at the same time that I'm talking to you. You have a lot of darkness coming out, so I'm just focusing in on that as I'm talking to you. Okay. Be not afraid. Write this down, please. Be not afraid of who you are. For who you are is what I am. With make no judgments, delete yourself from understanding. I think we might have gotten that one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And don't try to comprehend. The reason I'm giving you those three, when you start getting into some very, very interesting energy, the last thing you want to do is try to comprehend it or make a judgment
mm-hmm.
with it. Or make a judgment with a person.
I try not to.
Yes, good.
And I'm trying to do TM twice a day, at least.
Mm-hmm.
Seems to help.
That's good. Good. You have some darkness coming out from the back of your head now. So we're just allowing that to clear. You should be feeling almost like a vacuum cleaner over your head, just sucking this stuff out.
I am feeling that.
Yes.
Sometimes in meditation I have sort of a similar feeling.
Right. What we're doing is that we're clearing you as much as we can.
Mm-hmm.
Just this is a little heavier duty.
What do you see with the pain on my right side? It was quite severe all last night and has been today.
My question to you is, how does it feel now?
Well, it feels good now, but, you know, I can tell if
no,
I get in my car,
there's no
a bumpy ride.
You just let it go. You need to let it go.
Mm-hmm.
By thinking about it, you're going to bring it back to yourself. You need to clear your mind. That's what I'm saying to you.
Mm-hmm.
Allow your mind to clear. It's clear already. Do you have any back pain left?
It's still there. I still think
How bad is it there?
Oh, not too bad right now.
Okay, I want you to do me
a
favor. Okay, I want you to do me a favor. In front of you, there is a 4-foot pillar of light coming down from heaven. What I would like you to do is walk right into it, or put your hand in it first. It's about 1.5 feet in front of you. You'll feel a lot of energy with your hand. Just put your hand at it. How does that feel?
Yes, it feels good. I can feel.
Okay. I want you to step into it. Just take the phone, make everything, and walk right into it. That's it. Good. How does that feel to you?
Oh, gee, feels a little better. You know.
Yep. Yeah. Keep your mind open. You're doing really great. That's it. Do you have a son?
Yes, I do.
You do?
And I'm hearing him now.
Yeah. You should be coming more grounded right now, and the reason is because whatever's bothering you on the right side is coming out. How does that feel to you now?
Very good, and my feet feel nice and warm, and
they
have felt very cold.
Well, you're going into a state of nirvana right now. You got a lot of stuff coming out of you, so just allow that to come out. This light is coming directly from heaven, by the way.
Yes.
How does that feel to you?
Very good.
Good. How does your right side feel now?
I believe it's feeling better.
Good.
It's still there some, you know, when I bend to the right.
Well, let me ask you a question. Have you pulled a muscle? Have you fallen? Have you done something out of the ordinary? Have you worked out and pulled a muscle?
You know, I'm wondering. I pulled our kitchen range out last night to check the electrical for a house we're building for the...
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that did something, but usually something like that won't bother me too much. But I did feel a muscle's pull where I had my bypass, you know.
Yes.
So maybe I pulled something there.
I think what you need to do is sort of lighten up a little bit.
Well, I can't do very much.
Right.
Pretty limited.
Right. That part I know. What I'm just trying to say is you got to be careful with what you're doing.
Sometimes I do things without thinking. Without thinking, I do things and think I'm still young again. You know?
I know. I'm 67, and I keep on doing crazy things too. So, I know.
Yeah, I'll be 61 very soon, and
good.
I mean, some people call that young, but I'm a high mileage vehicle.
That's okay. Sometimes the older the violin, the sweeter music.
Yeah, I hope so. I was told that I have a second chance to try to bring myself back, you know.
I think you do.
I think you do.
You just need to take it easy.
Yeah.
Are you near the ocean at all?
No, not really. I'm right in the center of Costa Rica.
Oh, you're in the coastal center. Do you have, I'll tell you what would help you a lot. I'm seeing like a falls, you know, like falls, clear water falls. Do you have that around your home somewhere? Or within
not
5 or 6 miles?
We do have falls. Not real close, I don't believe. Not that I know of.
It feels like there's something maybe about 5 or 6 miles away.
Well, there is a river. It's way deep in a canyon, though. You can't even get to it.
Okay. Right. Well, that's what I'm feeling. But is there an area where there's a fall? In other words, you know, where the water just falls down?
Not close by. Not that I can think of, but, you know, within a couple hours drive, maybe.
Okay.
Or less.
What you might want to do... do you have, like, a small stream or a small river around you that's comfortable to get to?
Well, most of them are quite polluted here, so I wouldn't want to step into it.
Okay. What you want to do, there's another thing that we can do also. Are you close to ground?
Yes, my house is two floors, and I'm on the second right now, which is actually the main level.
Sure. What you might want to do is go outside, stand on the ground without shoes, and be reconnected to the earth because you're not connected.
Okay.
You need to do that as soon as possible.
Maybe when I meditate, it would be a good idea to go outside and sit in a chair.
I believe so. I think that would help you tremendously.
Mm-hmm.
You're low on magnetics.
Yeah. Okay.
You need to get to the magnetics of the earth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I believe when you have bypass surgery that it does something to you.
I had a stent put in, so I know what you're talking about. You're never really the same again. You know, things change for you.
Oh, I know it affects the memory and can affect the kidneys, and that's why I'm wondering about, you know, if it could be the kidney.
No, your kidneys are fine.
Well, that's good to hear. Liver?
No, you're fine.
Wild.
You're fine. I think what you need to do is starting to believe in yourself again.
Mm-hmm. That's difficult, but I will try. Yeah, so I'm doing
Please
much
do
better.
Do that.
Yeah.
It's very important for you. It's something that you need to do.
Mm-hmm. I go to Unity here, you know, and they have quite a nice gathering of people and all sorts of things, you know. They do also Eastern things, you know, and Diksha, oneness, healing, blessing.
Yes.
That works quite well. Yeah, they've been to India and studied that, and a couple of the people. And I'll try to make that tomorrow.
Yeah, I would try to find what works for you.
Mm-hmm.
You need to find what works for you. If that works for you, my goodness, do it every day. If it doesn't work for you, you need to connect more to the ground. When you start connecting more to, matter of fact, I can take you to the center of the earth. Would you like to go to the center of the earth this evening?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just shut your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's it. Just relax. You should be able to feel the earth underneath you now. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Good. You should see shards of light coming up from the earth itself. Can you feel that? Actually, look down. You'll be able to see the earth opening up underneath you. Can you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Good. You're going down towards the center of the earth. You should be able to feel that tremendous light right now. Can you feel that?
Yes.
You're bathing in the center of the earth right now. Oh, yeah, you're just making another connection. That's clearing you right out. You should be able to feel that in your heart area really a lot. That's good. That's reopening you up again. Good. Good. You should feel more of yourself as you were before. How does that feel to you?
Very good. Yes.
Good. Okay, let's come back up again. That's it. You're bringing that light with you. Excuse me. You're bringing that light with you. Good. You feel yourself coming back up again?
Yes.
Good. You're bringing that light with you, so that it'll stay with you forever. Okay, you're back up again. How does that feel?
Okay, very good. Thank you very much. Yeah.
You're quite welcome. You're quite welcome. Listen, I'm going to need to sign off. You should be feeling a lot better in your back. How does that feel to you?
Well, it does feel better, yes.
Good.
Okay.
If you need,
thank
give
you
me a
much.
Call next week or the week after, but I'm pretty well sure you're going to be fine.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome. Bye. Take care of yourself.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye. That's some of the work that can be done, and that's really not hard to do. You just need to make a connection with your own mind to go to the center of the earth. So if anybody wants to do that this evening and get in touch with the center of the earth and feel that tremendous light down there, I'm more than happy to do that for you. That would be a lot of fun for you guys. And I'm more than happy to do that. Again, the phone numbers are 1-888-815-9756 or 1-530-876-3222 or 1-530-876-9916. The most important thing that we can do to help ourselves is to love ourselves, and it's not hard to do. It takes more work to be negative than it does to be loving. It's very easy to love ourselves just by saying that we love ourselves. If you want, I can take you on a small meditation and take you to the center of your body, which isn't the center, and I'm more than happy to connect you to your smile. So if anybody's interested in that and want to be connected to the smile of your body, and to keep that smile, I'm more than happy to do that for you. So please don't hesitate to call in. I'm more than happy to heal you and to talk to you and try to help you as much as I possibly can. We had a lot of fun last night when we were discussing about also his book. Fred's been working on his book forever and ever. And so it should be a lot of fun when he comes out with that book. But the reason I'm bringing that up is because I'm starting to find out that Fred has a lot more information than what I thought he has. So he's quite an interesting guy, and we became good friends over the years. But he's quite interesting to listen to. What we need to do right now is to make a connection to our hearts. That's what I'm feeling. So if you guys would just close your eyes and just focus on your hearts. That's it. Good. Just focus on your hearts. I can feel the people that are listening just focusing on the heart. That's it. And you might feel some darkness coming out of you, and that's okay. We just want to be more clear, more concise, and more grounded. So everybody that's listening that wants to go there, please do. I can feel everybody making a connection, or a lot of people making a connection to their hearts right now. That's it. Now there's a lot of darkness. Just let that go. Allow yourself to think this through. And just let go. And what I'm talking about thinking it through is that you need to think and then just let it go. Trust yourselves and let go. You should be able to see more light in your body right now than you have before. You're just becoming very centered and very grounded. Allow yourself to be at peace with yourself. Love yourself for who you are. Feel the freedom that's in your heart. Feel that wonderfulness that's in your heart. If you're feeling like you're breathing deeper, it's because you are breathing deeper and in a much, much more of an inner space of yourself. And if you feel it opening up to multi different dimensions of levels, that's where you're going. Don't be afraid of it. Allow that to happen. That's it. Allow the energy to flow through you. Beautiful. If you're taking a deep breath, you're going to see that you're breathing a lot deeper. It feels really good. It feels really good. You guys are opening up tremendously this evening. That's wonderful. Trust yourselves. Trust yourselves and let go. Just let everything go. You're getting more in touch with your own humility. You're getting more in touch with everything about you. Don't be afraid of it. Just allow that to happen. You should be able to feel yourself really opening up now and expanding your mind and expanding your heart. You should be able to feel a tremendous amount of light. Don't get nervous. Stay there and just refocus. That's it. Just focus. You're doing great. Trust yourselves. Trust the process. Trust the process that's happening. You should be able to feel more light than you have before. That's terrific. Allow yourself to be. Just allow yourself to be. You guys are really opening up. Just let your eyes be shut and just enjoy that tremendous light and love that's coming to you and the compassion. Your whole body is becoming one pure white light. For the people that are listening to this and the people that are doing this, it should really, really feel wonderful. You should almost be in a state of nirvana. Allow yourself to breathe even deeper. You'll see that you're inside yourselves even deeper. The more you do this, the more you'll be in touch with heaven, the more you'll be in touch with the universe. That's it. Just trust yourselves. Wow, it just feels so wonderful. Allow yourself just to feel more and more relaxed. That's it. Trust yourselves to go deeper. You're doing great. You should feel very, very grounded, and your mind should be very, very clear. That's great. Okay, you can open your eyes now and just relax. I think you'll see that you're much more grounded and that you're much, much more open and more in touch with your heart. And that's where compassion lives. That's where God lives. He's within us. And it feels wonderful. It feels really, really good. It feels really wonderful. Gosh, I'm so glad that we could work together and really open ourselves up to all this love. Really, really feels good. That's wonderful. Well, while you're sitting there and enjoying this light, I just want to remind the people of Jennifer Yost, who is putting on a beautiful show. She's going to be putting on a multi-sensory program based in Reiki, and it'll be Living in Oneness. And she's out in Washington State, if I remember correctly. She seemed to be a very light-minded person, and she really, really knows her stuff. She was on the air with me the other week. If you want, you can reply to lightforceenergy@yahoo.com. Her name is Jennifer Yost, and the featured guests are going to be Matt Kahn and Julie Dittmar and Eileen Day, Jennifer Yost, and musicians Dean and Dudley Evanson. So I think it's going to be a wonderful program on Reiki. And she was on the program the other week, and we had a lot of fun together, and we did a lot of healing together on the radio. So that was really wonderful. And I think she'll be wonderful when people gather and really do some good Reiki work with all these wonderful Reiki workers. What I'd like to do is have her back on with some of her friends, and we can discuss the program even more. So I think it'll be a lot of fun to do. I think it'll be a tremendous amount of fun to do. It's called the One Gathering, and I think it would be a lot of fun for people to live in Washington State. I know that Reiki works. I've seen it work a lot. I'm not saying that it's as good as any energy work out there. It's just fantastic stuff. And evidently, she seems to be very, very good at it. At least what we were doing on the radio was really wonderful. We had a lot of fun with it. And we have a young fella here in Rochester that I'm going to have on the radio one of these weeks. His name is Sonam Tarji, and he is a wonderful person when it comes to all kinds of different wonderful work. He does, I know he does a lot of healing work, and he does stuff with all kinds of things that I'll let him discuss with you. But he's a wonderful human being, and he does a tremendous amount of work here in Rochester, and he's very well known, I think, around the country. And he's quite a guy, nice person. And I'll have him on the air one of these weeks. I just need to sit down with him, and we can discuss when he would like to come on, and we'll have a lot of fun. But it's interesting that there's so many wonderful people out there that are doing such wonderful work and helping each other and helping and wanting to make the world a better place. And I think it's just absolutely wonderful. I'm trying to find people that I can bring on here that are just really light-minded people that really want to make a difference for the planet. And I know that Sonam is one of them. And so is Jennifer, and I'll try to bring more people on that I feel that are very light-minded and want to help as much as they possibly can. So that should be a lot of fun for us. The other thing is that I want to discuss, and I know you guys are feeling better, the ones that were in this meditation with me. If you feel as though you want to get closer to heaven, please do. You can do that through the meditation that I just did. Just go into your heart. Don't be afraid of it. It's a meditation that goes into the heart and allows you to see the light that's in there. What the heart does is has tremendous light, and all you need to do is make that connection, and that light will go right through your whole body, through your mind, through the brain. It connects to all the cells of the body, the atomic structure. It just clears everything so beautifully and allows you to be yourself even more. And I think it'd be really, really good for you guys to sit down and try that. If you want me to do that again sometime, I'm more than happy to do that for you. We can do it next week, too. I've been trying to do more centering in terms of putting people in the right mind. And what I mean by the right mind is that we want to get closer to heaven instead of getting further away. So what we need to do is to walk on a much higher ground. And I'm willing to help even myself. I'm far from perfect. But what I would like to do is help you as much as I possibly can. I know some of these like-minded workers like Jennifer and Sonam have helped so many people. And it's such a pleasure working with these wonderful people that know so much about energy and are willing to come forth and really do some wonderful work. I think it's just so commendable that there's so many wonderful people out there that are trying to help the earth and are actually doing it. And I think it's really, really wonderful. So I'm going to have Sonam on here in a few weeks, hopefully. And we can talk about what he does. He's just a fabulous, fabulous guy when it comes to energy. Anyhow, back to what we were discussing earlier about making connections. We need to be more humble in the way that we do things. We need to be more accurate in terms of allowing our own growth to happen. And what I mean by accurate is just to let go. the more you let go, the more accurate you become. It's something that's innate in all of us. We need to get out of our own way. We need to allow ourselves to understand who we are even better, and the best way to do that is to let go. When our minds are clear, when we can let all that go, you'll find that the more we let go, the more you will understand. Even though we give up the ability to understand, what I'm talking about is that when you start giving up the understanding part, you understand a lot more. When you start understanding a lot more, you're more connected to the universe. And it's just beautiful to bring that kind of energy into you and allow that to open up. You become a lot more humble. You become a lot more in terms of who you want to be. And it's filled with love, and it's filled with light, and it's filled with compassion. And we can give that to each other. Once we start letting go the energy that's inside of us, and you bring in this pure white light from heaven, you can walk into people's auras and change their lives forever. Just by walking into their light, your light might be a little bit stronger. And just by passing them on the street, they might not even know what happens. You might not even know what happens. But all that energy that you have will actually go into another person and clear them. When they're open enough, that will happen automatically. There's a lot of times when people will ask me, how about all the information that I've received? I feel like I've lost it. I don't understand it. I can't find it anymore. And it's not true. What happens is that the brain is a computer. All the information that you're given is in that computer. When it needs to come out, it will come out automatically. It will open up automatically and allow that to go to somebody else also that might need that energy. So it happens at such a fast state of speed that we don't know what happens other than it does. So the more we clear, the more light that we have in our bodies, the more that we can do for ourselves and people around us. And that's the beautiful part of everything. It doesn't cost a penny to love more. It doesn't cost a penny to receive the kind of energy that you want. All we need to do is to be open to heaven and allow that to happen. I think that we really need that in our lives. We need to share that as much as we possibly can and to end up to love ourselves even more, because the more you love, the more you can heal. The more you can heal, the more that you're doing the work that needs to be done on this planet. And the planet needs to be loved, and it needs to be healed. And the more you open up, the more you'll be able to see. I know I was discussing a couple weeks ago of being able to see the eyes of trees, and the eyes of trees look at us all the time. They have feelings just like we do. Animals have feelings just like we do. Mammals have feelings just like we do. You need to understand that we're all connected. Everything is connected together. We're on this planet for one purpose, and one purpose only, and that's love. To understand that we need to love each other as much as we possibly can. And the more we let go the understanding, the more we receive of the understanding. It's like giving up control. When you give up control, you gain control. It's a spiritual control. So there's so much out there that's so beautiful to do and to help each other with it. It's amazing. So anyhow, I hope that we're doing much better this evening. I know the meditation was great. It's about 6:55, so I'm going to have to run along. But thank you for staying tuned with me, and I hope that you guys feel much, much better. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.